From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
It is 7:21 and 3 degrees. Time for, of course, Wildcat News. We have Dave Orr in studio. Dave is coach, robotics teacher and instructor, director, all-around great guy. Thanks for coming in this morning. Good to see you.
Appreciate it, Pat. Good to see you.
The robotics program, you know, it's a couple times a year that we have a chance to visit. You have some very dedicated students and a lot of projects. It's so cool to hear how they are advancing with the technology here in Humboldt. So bring us up to speed. Where are we at?
Yeah, Pat, appreciate it. You bring me on here at a really exciting time of the season for the robotics. We're heading into our postseason, so yeah, things couldn't be more exciting. Last time I talked to you, we were kind of at the same spot, getting our robot ready for the postseason push. And as last year, we just had a magical run. It was really special. Things clicked for us. We got a lot of breaks. We advanced to state, and then and at state, you know, we're pretty rookies, new, and kind of we're told to kind of get a feel for what it's like. And we just crushed it at state, and we did well there too. So we're coming off of a really, really strong season. We're seniors and juniors. We've got a lot of experience. We're an experienced team, and we're ready to really do some special things this year. And now we're at the point where it's time to do those things.
So you went to state and you were ready to win.
Yeah. You know, you advanced to state on a variety of criteria, and we scored really well with our robot. You can also advance with your season and awards you can win throughout. So we did that, and when we got to state, things just really clicked. And part of robotics in the postseason, if you get to be one of the top four teams, you get to select your teammates, your partners for the competition. And that's pretty special to be in that role. And to do it at state was, again, like I said, that was really, really a special experience. That said, we've got a lot of work to do here these next couple of weeks to try to even get close to that. Every year is a different year. You're not guaranteed anything, and we're certainly learning that this year. We're taking our lumps, struggled a little bit last week, but like I said, we have experienced people who are hungry to get back, and we're hoping these next couple of weeks we can get ourselves to the level where we can return.
How many students do you have in the program?
We've got 11. Which is pretty solid for a team.
Who are they?
All right. We've got five seniors. Justin Ash, he's been here all 4 years, and Adam Manns. Those two seniors have been here when I took over the program 4 years ago. So they've seen the whole kind of rise we've had with that. Matt Harclaw is a senior, his third year. And then we've added two students this year with senior leadership, but their first year experience in Jaden Himrod and Sterling Scranton. Juniors, we got five juniors as well. Samuel Harverson, his third year, Kayla Weinert, her third year, Joel Thurms and Graham Bakken, both of them 3 years. And then Charles Leshner joined last year. He's a junior with 2 years. And we have one 10th grader, that's Braden Lennon Meyer. So you can tell we're a top heavy team in terms of experience. We're gonna have to do some recruiting next year. We're gonna have to replace some really important keys, but again, we're hoping that experience can help us here this next couple weeks or month.
What projects are you working on? How do you put it together?
Well, that's a good question. We start September 9th. They come out with what this year's challenge is, what the game is, and this year it's picking up some blocks, getting a latch on them and hooking them on a bar, or you can take these blocks and put them way up into the air and drop them into a bucket high in the air. And so once you get the challenge, then you got to start designing, fabricating, testing, and then again, obviously a huge part of it is you got to program it. And you got to program it to do some things without touching anything. They call that the autonomous or auto. And that really becomes one of the biggest parts of succeeding and doing well.
And where was your interest in this program?
My interest kind of came from the classes I teach. I almost entirely teaching Project Lead the Way, our engineering-based courses. And we've kind of, we started with one course, and now we've expanded to 4 years of program, is 4 years kids can take. And so that's really kind of where my interest got into the things you can do extracurricular with that are robotics. And yeah, we're real proud of the engineering program we've got going. That's kind of manifest itself in the fact that you look out and we're seeing more and more students going into engineering, going to college, declaring engineering, becoming engineers. And that's something we're real proud of at Humboldt. That's really grown leaps and bounds, you know, in the past 10 years.
Well, the instructor or director, teacher, they really can make the difference. So it sounds as though you're providing good leadership for the students and pointing them in the right direction. So congratulations.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting you say that. And kind of the couple of years ago, it was a lot of, I would say, heavy on my end of we're doing this, we're doing that. And it's really evolved. And again, we have great experience, but there's a lot of it goes into the hands of the kids. It's I'll talk to them. What do we think our goals for today? What's our week? What do you see long term? And that kind of is with that leadership, it's been really special watching them kind of be able to navigate. Of course, they can sway and they need somebody who kind of keeps everything together. But man, it's been you come in and watch. It's mostly led by the students, and that's real special when it's like that.
And when is your next competition?
It's the following Saturday, the 25th. That's what they call our state qualifying meet. So we'll be in Clear Lake, Iowa. There'll be about 23 teams in the league competing for spots to advance at the beginning of March, which would be the state meet in Coralville.
Can you compete at a national level? I'm sure.
Yeah, they do. We actually, in our league, Clear Lake, their team is actually really highly national ranked. They have quite an individual and quite a robot. So if you from Iowa, there's usually two, maybe three teams that advance to the national meet, which is in Houston, Texas. And yeah, you got to have a real special program to be doing that. And it's kind of neat to see that we compete against one of those, and maybe someday we'll be one of those.
With the seniors outgoing, you had mentioned recruiting. What things would you say to someone who might have an interest in engineering and the robotics program?
Yeah, that's a good question, because it's pretty versatile in how you can be involved. Maybe you're not into the programming. That's real technical, and that's a real challenge. But maybe you're good at thinking up ideas. Maybe you're innovative. You can design. Maybe you can build stuff. And then a big part of our program is we're funded from what the monies we raise. And maybe you're good with people and you can go out and be part of our outreach. Maybe, you know, talking to little kids, getting fundraising from businesses. So there's a variety of ways you can be involved. You don't just have to build the robot to be part of the team.
Manufacturing is such a big part of today's world. When you have that knowledge, you can advance with that into your life situation. How many of these kids then go into the engineering program? How many actually follow through with that as a career?
We're kind of looking, you know, just kind of as I look through the list, you have a couple of these kids aren't in robotics, but are a part of our engineering program going into engineering. We would try to we'd have one, maybe two kids every other year, but we have three kids last year alone. We have four seniors interested now. And those are people that are actually going to an institution in engineering. I don't have the data on how many follow through and are working in the engineering field, but we're certainly increasing the numbers going in from that point. And that's been exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds like it. I want to focus again one more time on the fundraising part, because you are self-funded.
It's kind of part of the robotics program, and it's supposed to be an important element that the students go out and outreach and develop community connections to fundraise. And again, this is year four for me, and it amazes me every year how welcoming businesses are, local businesses, You know, we get a chunk from Mid-American Energy. It's maybe our biggest name. Everything else is pure local Humboldt businesses. And it really makes you proud to be part of the community. It makes you want to, you know, do business, shop with those people, because they help when they're called on. And I'm sure they're doing that way more than just robotics. You know, you see it all the time. But we're just so grateful. People say yes. And we have a lot of expenses. We have $1,000 in entry fees. We have $1,000 in new game materials. And then, of course, we want to always be updating our robots. And so it's not like we have to just raise a couple hundred. We've got to get out there, and always the business is responding. And too many to mention everyone, but most every business in Humboldt.
Humboldt is good at supporting Humboldt. Congratulations on a successful year. Thank you kindly. Dave Orr with the robotics program with the Humboldt Schools has been our guest on Wildcat News. Anything else to conclude?
Nope. Well, we appreciate you having us on, promoting the program, and we're excited.